This is the Extension Connection. Joining me from the Queen Anne's County 4-H, Sally Rosenberry. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Leslie. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm just fine, liking this cooler weather.
I wish that it would just stay like this and not go any further. I think that what's around the corner with winter is what I always hesitate because it gets cool. And I love fall, but then old man winter is waiting for us.
Yes, he is.
So what's going on in the world of 4-H?
Oh, we have lots going on. We just finished up our National 4-H Week, and during that week, all 4-H clubs across the whole nation promote their 4-H clubs and 4-H in general. And in Queen Anne's County, our 4-H All-Stars sponsor a display contest. So each club can make either a tri-fold or a three-dimensional or a flat display, and then they all get judged and they pick the winners. The All-Stars give them cash prizes. And this year we had something new. We had the Lions Den in Centerville agree to give 15% off to the winning 4-H club members if they come on October 27th. So that was pretty cool.
Very nice. You know what? I just discovered that place yesterday. I was driving around Centerville and made a left turn somewhere. And I said, oh, what's this? Lion's Den ice cream. Ooh.
Yep.
So that's a great prize for the kids to win with their projects.
It is. Yes. We had 9 clubs that participated, and our top winning club was the Growing Together Club. They had a three-dimensional display at the People's Bank in Sudlersville.
And what was their display on?
It showed everything that the kids had been doing. They had actually mannequins with clothes on that they had sewn. They had animal projects in there. They had arts and crafts. They had photography. A little bit of everything that the kids had done all year. It was really bright, really, really nice display promoting their club. And we had displays all the way from Kent Island, up the county, Sudlersville, Crumpton, even into Kingstown.
Very
we
good.
Covered the county really well.
And how many total kids were participating in these displays?
Well, we had 9 clubs that participated, and the members run, we've got one club that's actually got 52 members, and we go all the way down to some that have only like 5 or 6.
Wow. Very good.
To judge how many kids actually. But we have a lot going on. October 28th is the Maryland State Dog Bowl contest, and we will have one team of intermediate kids going over to compete in that. We're excited for them.
Well, now tell us a little bit about the Dog Bowl. What does that mean?
The Dog Bowl contest is like a quiz bowl. They have buzzers that they buzz in their answers, and they will be asked questions about anything and everything to do with dogs. Breeds, about training dogs, about careers with dogs, anything to do with dogs, their care, their medical needs. So the kids buzz in on the answers.
Might be some future veterinarians in there.
Could very well be. And then November the 10th, we have the Mid-Shore STEM Festival coming up, and that's going to be held at Chesapeake College. It's at the East Shore Higher Education Center. It'll be from 10 to 2, and it's free admission. There'll be a lot of displays, hands-on activities, demonstrations, career connections. They'll have interactive tours of different areas of the college, and the food that is being sold is actually by one of Queen Anne's County 4-H clubs.
Oh, great.
That's a really neat thing to do. You've got kids that have any kind of interest at all in any of that. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and those can lead to jobs of the future because, again, STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Math.
Then on November the 16th through the 18th, we have our Maryland 4-H Volunteer and Teen Forum, and that's being held in Ocean City at the Princess Royale, and that starts Friday night. Families can come. They have activities and drop-in classes. And then all day Saturday is the big bulk of the forum, and they have lots of classes there and geared towards your senior 4-H members, which are 14 through 18, and different adults. But the whole program is geared toward the family. They'll have classes with activities for the younger ones, or Clover Age 5 through 7, and then juniors 8 through 10, and intermediate 11 through 13. They'll also have things for them, but the forum itself, the classes are for the 14 to 18-year-olds plus adults. They're focusing on science and camping, leadership, healthy living, citizenship, all kinds of things. They will have a lot of fun activities, too. There's a putt for 4-H fundraiser, the little putt-putt golf, mini-golf, and then they have silent auctions. They're going to have a teen dance, and another really big draw is the Ocean City Winter Fest of Lights. They'll all be able to go around in the trams and see all the Christmas lights.
Well, it sounds like a very well-rounded family event.
It is. It's really, really nice. And the early bird pricing is going to be good through October the 20th, so they have to hurry up and get that in if they want the early pricing.
Okay, and they reach out to you at the extension agency?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And then November 30th, this isn't just 4-H, this is our whole extension family, the harvest breakfast that we have each year. That starts early in the morning. I think the doors open at 6:30, I believe, and breakfast is at 7, something like that. And this year, we always have a keynote speaker, and this year we're going to have each section of our extension team do a little talk about what we do. So 4-H will give a talk, the family consumer science, the ag agents, all the different areas will be given a little talk about what we all do.
Where is the breakfast being held?
That's at the 4-H Park.
Okay.
The Anson County 4-H Park.
How does someone get tickets?
They can call into our office. There's not a set fee. It's a donation. The information can be had. And, you know, we often write down who's coming, so we have an idea of how many we're preparing for. It's a wonderful, huge, big breakfast.
So pre-registration is suggested. That way you can get your spot.
Right. Then we're moving into December, and it's coming faster than we can think. December 1st, we have our 4-H holiday workshop. That'll also be at 4-H Park. It'll be from 9 to 3. And we have a blast doing all kinds of Christmas crafts. That information is also at our extension office, and we have it in our new 4-H newsletter that went out to the members. And December the 3rd, we have all of our 4-H clubs put their Christmas trees on display. We do a Christmas tree contest.
Oh, fun.
And we try to have the kids put their trees out where the public can enjoy them in places where maybe somebody wouldn't be able to put one up, go to nursing homes, different areas in the public. And they get judged, and they get prize money for those, too. And then December 7th is the Christmas parade in Centerville. That's always a biggie. We always have lots of 4-H'ers in there. Some of our 4-H kids make floats. Some ride their horses in the parade. Some just march in the parade. So we have a lot of fun with our Christmas parade in Centerville, too, and that's December 7th. We have our Maryland State Council. Any senior 4-H'ers that are interested in doing that have to have their applications in by December the 1st.
Okay.
And that does round out our year. I would mention that we do have our tractor school date set now, and it will be March 22nd through the 24th, and that is for 14 and 15-year-olds, because legally to drive any farm equipment on a farm that is not their parents' farm, they have to have this certification.
Okay, that's very important.
Mm-hmm. And older children or adults even can also take the course, but the 14 and 15-year-olds are the ones that have to have that certification.
So it's mandatory for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Even if it's on their grandparents' farm, they have to have it. The only place they don't have to have it is on their own parents' farm.
That's very important, because some people may not realize that.
Exactly.
Well, yet another reason to get involved with 4-H. It does so much for the youth, and it's something that you can carry on. It's a family organization, and it's very important and plays a very important role. Sally, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
You are very welcome.
This has been the Extension Connection from WCTR.